This is a voicemail to Ron Stewart because he's been ghostwriting one of my upcoming songs. And so I like to send him lyric ideas or, you know, just anything that's going on with the Sioux when I think of it. Hi, Ron Stewart. Hope you're not a superhero. It seems like everyone else is but me. But really, who's a bigger superhero than Ron Stewart? Oh, my gosh. Okay, so here's kind of what's going on with me. And I kind of want to play with the idea of like, it's called Lonely in the Lair, you know, because it's just like me alone. No one really around me. Crashly is here. You know, I shouldn't say that. So if we can fit Crashly into the song, I think that would be great. But everyone's kind of gone off and done their own thing, turning into superheroes or have like snuck out of my house in the middle of the day without like leaving a note or a text, you know. So I think it's like lonely in the lair, can't get a pair. You know, it's something like that, Ron. And I'm not, okay, what if it's this? Hey, everybody, it's Susan Wexler. Don't come for me because I'm the Bexler. It's something to think about, Ron, honestly. And I hope you're well. And I do want to apologize for that hug last time I saw you. I thought you were going in for one. Bye.
Hello, friends in an alternate future. Welcome to Mystery County Monster Hunters Club, where we use dice to tell a story of villainous vixens and duplicitous dopes in the real and actual 2006. I'm Tyler Samples, your keeper of monsters and mysteries. Let's meet our players.
Hi, everybody. I'm Rashawn Nadine Scott, and my character is Shamanda Felt, the Initiate. And if I was a Gotham City-based drag queen, I'd be Luz Stane.
Hi, I'm Jeff Murdoch, and I play Adam Miller, the weird scientist. And I'm not evil. I'm E equals MC Squaredville.
Hi, I'm Erin Rain. I play Crashly Grenadine the Monstrous. And yeah, Crashly can eat toenails, fingernails, hair, scabs. But if you give her a watermelon Jolly Rancher, she will projectile vomit. And the same goes for ring pops and the same goes for gum. Don't try it.
Hey, everyone. My name is Claire Linick, and I play Susan Wexler, the expert. And recently, I've been trying very hard to get looks like someone is Susan for a bruising. To take off.
Hey, everybody, I'm Alan Linick, and I play CEJ the Professional. And now that I know Adam's a bad guy, it's time for me to bust out my ultimate weapon, telling his mommy.
Okay, where we left off, our fearless heroes were converging on the secret garbage barge lair in the middle of Lake Mystery that houses the Troublemakers. While Adam Miller, nay, the smart aleck, plotted his next move. So, Susan and Crashly, you had been on the phone with Shamanda and CEJ. They were at David Farnkel's drive-thru assistance. And you all had a phone call where Adam broke in and gave you all some hints about the Troublemakers location. You deduced it's at the garbage barge. Susan and Crashly, what are you doing at this point to get over there? Are you gathering anything?
I feel like we were en route.
Yeah, I think we were too. Okay, we were in the car. Okay, cool. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That sounds right. You were driving. You were in Susan's car driving.
Yes.
Headed
yes.
over there. Do you stop for anything or are you just headed straight for the ferry? What's your plan to get to the garbage barge?
Well, what do you think, Suze? I guess we could do the ferry.
Yeah, we could do the ferry, or is time really of the essence? I could sprout some wings for us.
Mm.
Why don't I try to sprout rings first?
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, so you pull over, I assume.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Oh my God, can you imagine?
You pull over to the side of the road, put it in park, get out, and yeah, go ahead and roll plus weird to use magic.
Okay, let's see here. Oh, Lord. It's a natural 2, but with Whoa. Weird, it's a 4.
Okay.
Is there any way I can help with my
It's a 1 and a 1, magic. So I would
okay,
just save.
No, I won't.
Well, here's the thing, Crashly, is yes, absolutely, because since the way we do help is you give advantage, there is a 1 in 6 chance that you yeah. could help Susan make that a mixed
Non-fail.
Success. You will incur penalties if to yourself if it doesn't work. So
I would Fair say enough. Don't sweat it.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I guess we can just take the ferry.
Yeah.
Well,
there's gonna be a glitch.
You don't know that necessarily, because on a miss, you lose control of the magic.
Oh,
I think honestly, and Claire, you tell me if this is if this feels like too much. The problem is, you try to do the spell, right, to grow wings, which you've done. You have that in your bag. It's pretty easy. All of the ambient energy of the mystical effects of this other spell are in the air, and it's just a little too supercharged. Excuse the pun. So you do grow wings, but you grow super heroic wings as you slip into a superhero.
Oh, no.
So
wow.
What is the name of the superhero you become as you sprout these wings?
Oh, I love it.
Wow. Okay. What is the name of it? It's okay.
Yeah, you got this.
You got it. I got it.
Remember, some superheroes are just named like Hawkman. So the bar is not high.
I'm the janitor.
Yeah.
Amazing.
The janitor.
Yeah, the janitor.
I love it.
I love it. So can you describe what the janitor's wings look like?
Yeah. I hate to say it, but they are mops.
Oh, what? I love it. Yep.
Like, are they just- and they're functional as wings, but they're like best for cleaning up mess.
Oh my gosh. Wait, are there like wooden handles sticking out of your back too? Or is it just like the mop threads?
So those have like sword sheaths that kind of look like the handle broom handles.
I'm kind of, again, correct me if I'm wrong on this, but I'm kind of almost seeing what I'm seeing in my eye when you describe this is like if you took a classic modern Christian angel, you know, with the big white wings and everything, but replaced all of it with cleaning supplies and janitor gear.
100%.
Claire, you can't stay away from Fringe. You just, it's impossible for you to.
Great. Wow. So you are the janitor. Now, here's a question. What does the janitor believe their story is? Like,
she's here to clean up the city.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. It's so clean. It's so great. Choice. Love it. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Crashly, as you're standing there, you watch Susan just transforms into this. Susan, how does your voice change?
I'm like, hi, Crashly.
Classic superhero voice.
How you doing?
I wish I could do like a mid-Atlantic, like old timey, because that's what I really picture is like a.
Oh yeah.
Can someone feed me that voice?
It's me, the janitor.
I'm the janitor.
Yeah, be kind of like this. Yeah, I'm Catherine Hepburn, and I'm a janitor.
Yeah.
Hey, stop! Hey.
Oh yeah. I'm here to sweep up the city.
Oh yeah, look here. I'm gonna sweep up the city.
Oh wow!
There it is.
Oh, that's so good.
Oh dang
look
it!
Here.
Someone's Susan for a bruising.
Someone's Susan for a bruising.
Oh, they just that is the catchphrase.
Great, Crashly. Yeah, Susan looks over and Susan is looking at you like she knows you, but like there is a glint to her eye and everything. I think you especially at this point have dealt with everybody. You immediately know Susan isn't all here anymore.
Dag nabbit. Susan, I am really unbelievably irresponsible and I need you to like get it together for a second. We got to get to the garbage barge.
The garbage.
Yes. They need you at the garbage barge.
Oh, my Lord almighty. Let's go.
Okay. Can you fly with those wings?
Oh, yes. These wings were meant to be wung.
Oh, you're so creepy. Okay. Pick me up and let's go to the garbage barge to clean up.
Hold on, kid, and smoke them if you got them.
Really? Really?
Great. Yeah, Crashly, you get picked up, lifted. You see under your feet, like getting flown through the air by someone else sucks. Like it is not the way that it's you're dangling. She only has the two hands to hold you. So you are like.
I'm koala bearing.
Yeah, it's just very uncomfortable. Yeah. But there are people below and they're being like, oh gosh, look, it's the janitor. Oh, the day is saved. We're going to really get cleaned up this time. Like just, you know, everybody just immediately diving into the fiction of it all. And you all head out. Meanwhile, Shamanda, you're the big strong lady. Big strong lady can fly. You were going through the thing because you had pooped your suit with diarrhea and you wanted NDAs. You had CEJ sign and everything. You know about the garbage barge. How are you getting there?
I can fly now. Yes. What kind of vehicle would is CEJ or are you DFK right now?
I think I am CEJ right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I can fly us out of here.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, is that that's
I mean, it sounds like you don't want to.
Well, I drove here and then it's like resistant. Am I going to leave my I'm sorry, you go.
I mean, you could leave it. You remember where you parked and then we could get there. I mean, it's
right. Well, like
you, is this you weird also, because we used to date?
Well, no, no, it has nothing to do with that, and that's not what I'm thinking
because
about.
Because that's the vibe I'm getting. And
no,
based off
no.
of that phone call, it sounds like I mean, I don't want to put it out there, but
what phone call?
We were all on speakerphone.
We were on the phone,
if I recall.
Like a second ago.
Oh, the one we just had. I thought you got
sorry.
Because I lost my phone, so I, you know, and I found out later that I think Adam's been messing with my phone. So,
Adam, exactly. He's on this barge of garbage, and we must get there as quickly as we can.
Okay, it's just that, like,
now here's the one thing, Shamanda. When you talk about the call and everything, and CEJ is doing that, he does look almost guilty. It almost looks like, I mean, have no reason to necessarily think this, but it almost looks like some other girl's been flirting with him, which we know.
Yeah, I like weirdly see one of those comic book like thought bubbles, like a bloop, 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 bloop.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I mean, 100%. Yes. CEJ has a thought bubble appear, and in it, CEJ, you're remembering Hannah Tennyson's flirting with you, and you're just like, did we do any of that over the phone? Like, all of that is in a thought bubble. And there's a little asterisk in it, Shamanda. You can see underneath a thing that says, editor's note, listen to episodes 318 and 319 for more details. And then there's a moment where it pauses, and Shamanda, you listen to episodes 318 and 319.
Oh, shit.
Whoa.
And
it's just image of, like, Shamanda, like, leaned up against, like, an old-school record player for some reason. She gets yes, on podcast
absolutely.
On vinyl.
That's so meta.
So, Shamanda, you know about, well, A, as a result, you know who the Salutarian is. You know it's Hannah Tennyson. And B, you know that she's been flirting with CEJ.
I want to zoom in on the thought bubble to where she is and climb into her frame.
No, that would take you to where she was, so that would take you back to the school.
Dang, that was
because that's a really good
book
idea
move, though.
Yeah, for real.
Knowing that, I think to myself, This guy is caught up in his feelings too much, and he's going to mess up the mission for love. His heart's in too many places. And so I...
And then I think, no, I'm not.
Yeah, yeah, see, you can see those thought bubbles also.
This whole episode's just done in thoughts.
I still want to do my, like, pull myself into another frame.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
I think I'm going to, like...
I mean, you could think of the garbage barge.
Oh yeah.
So silly, but like, yeah, duh. All right, so I think really hard about the nastiest, smelliest place I can think of. It flashes to, like, CEJ's locker, Adam's, like closet, and then just, like, garbage barge. I'm there in my mind, and I vault myself into my own thought.
Yeah. CEJ, do you follow? You see the thought bubble kind of dissipating behind you.
No, I'm like, ugh, perfect. Now I can go the way I wanted to as a lone wolf. And I pull out from my belt, which I've had on this whole time, I pull out a set of keys, which I've also had the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Even though there's, like, a nagging thought in the back of my head of, like, where did this stuff come from? But I shush it. And I like hit a button on the keychain, and the street, like, opens up like a garage, like, and a car that looks like a wolf, like, comes like leaps out of the, like, the ramp under the road, and I jump into it. And, like, tires squealing, I'd drive off.
Yeah, and Haverford's a small town, so it's weird that there would be this many tunnels underneath the streets that you need to drive through. You know, like, lower level street areas. It's like, where is all these highways coming from?
Can I roll to see if any of this is, like, enough to shake me out? Like, is enough to be skeptical?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I think that would be like a what's going on here. So roll plus sharp.
Okay, great. Oh, sharp. Yeah, my best stat.
Mm-hmm.
So I rolled a 7, but that becomes a 7.
Okay. I'll give you a cryptic or incomplete answer to your question. So what is the question CEJ has?
My question is all this really happening?
I mean, yeah, because the answer is it kind of just confirms the thing that you just said, because the answer is yes, but it feels like it shouldn't be. But it is happening, but it just feels off. And really, the answer in terms of like how to find out more about that is like, you know, the person to ask in anything related to that would be Susan. Like, Susan's always your go-to for getting straight talk about like things being off or anything like that. And especially as in your lone wolf detective mode, you know, going to a source for additional information.
Yeah. So I'm like, well, it sounds like Susan's not getting away scot-free this time. And I veer off into the lake and I hit a button at the last second that turns my car into like a speedboat.
Fuck yeah. Great.
But it looks, because it's a wolf, it looks like it's doggy paddling.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And does it have a horn?
Yeah, when I hit it, it goes, ah, woo!
Thank you. I just needed that. Great. Meanwhile, inside the garbage barge. Yeah, Smart Alec, how's it going?
Pretty good. The rats are all coming to eat the poison, and I'm just chilling with my friends.
That's right. The Salutarian and Weisenheimer are there, and the Salutarian's like, excellent, we have everything we needed. Smart Alec, did you build the Scantron?
Oh, you better believe it. And I open up a case with, like, there's 30 locks on it, and then pop it out. Behold, the Scantron.
And what does this new improved Scantron look like?
It looks like a money gun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And she's like, a little flamboyant, don't you think?
I'm sorry. If you can make a better Scantron, then I would love to see you do it. But unfortunately, your IQ is sub.
She's like, I regret doing this. All right. Well, we'll just wait for Roughhauser to get back with our test subject, and then next stage begins.
They'll be here before Roughhauser gets here, I believe.
Who? Who will be here?
Oh, just some monster hunters.
No one is supposed to know about this place, Smart Alec.
And yet I have spilled the beans, Salutarian.
Wait, why though? Why would you do that? You're one of us.
Because I am taking over. I point the Scantron at her.
What? No. And you're are you firing it?
Oh, you better believe it.
Okay, great. So the Scantron, Smart Alec, whoever you target is forced to blurt out their biggest insecurity and take an emotional condition of your choice.
Oh, no.
And then you had said there, you know, we rolled on this and there was a side effect, and the side effect is the same thing happens to you.
Unfortunately, I currently am in the human computer mode and I can't take any emotional.
That is absolutely true. Yes. In your human computer mode, you are unaffected by emotional conditions. So correct. It's not that you can't take them. It's just they don't have any impact on you.
Yeah. So when I go out of it, I'll just be devastated.
You're
going to
be a fucking mess.
No. Yep. I didn't think about that, but
I luckily did. And I've been very delighted for it. So, yes, you pointed at Hannah Tennyson. She's like, what are you doing? And then. And she just, before the Scantron, again, you've collected all of the data of the Scantron on every student in Mystery County, every shred of digitized information from their entire academic career, teacher reports, standardized tests, assignments, notes from their parents, everything, all collected down. You've gathered everything on everybody within the school system, and you have created an algorithm that doesn't just grade is an answer correct or incorrect and spit out, you know, how well someone has done at a test. It spits out how well someone has done at being a person. It spits out how well, according to their own standards, a person lives up, and it forces them to be the one to spit that answer out.
Damn.
So as you shoot that out, Hannah Tennyson is looking at you a little confused. And then she's just like, I focus on academics because I'm afraid that if I'm just myself, no one will like me. What? And then what emotional condition is she taking?
She is going to take... I mean, it makes sense for it to be insecure, but I don't want everyone just to be insecure when they reveal their things.
No, I don't think so. Everybody deals with insecurity in different ways. Sometimes it is just insecurity. Sometimes it's other things. But this one can be insecurity if you want it.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to let the dice decide.
Nice.
And 1 through 5. And then if it's 6, I'll roll again. It's a 4. So Hannah is going to be sad.
Now, and here's one thing. We had, for a while, we've had insecure and embarrassed. Embarrassed has always kind of rubbed me the wrong way because it's kind of the same thing as insecure. Mm-hmm. So with everybody's permission, I wanted to try out what it feels like if one of the emotional conditions is sad instead.
That's fun.
Does that feel okay for everybody?
Yeah. Roger.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can change it later. But yeah, for now, Hannah says that. She blurts that out.
And she's like realizing it for the first time.
Yeah, she's never had to say it. She's never had to hear it. So she just kind of wilts a little bit. And then she's like, I guess really, it's just, and she just can't stop talking about her insecurity, about this feeling that she, if she isn't the best, that she won't be accepted, that she'll be discarded and not seen. She just keeps going. She just kind of can't stop. And she just kind of trails off into a mumble. She grabs her shoulders and crossing her arm and just like kind of hugging herself tight. But it doesn't seem to do anything. And she just starts weeping and falls to the ground and is just sort of crying.
Yeah. And I look down at her. I just say, you fail.
Jesus.
Oh, you fail the Scantron. Oh, no.
Weisenheimer immediately is like,
what do you want, boss?
That's right. Batten down the hatches. Get ready for our guests and bring me a snack.
Like a garbage snack?
Is that all we have on the barge? Did anybody bring any almonds or anything?
I'll go look for. He sees you moving your finger towards the trigger of the Scantron. He's like, I'll look. I'm sure there's an unopened package of almonds somewhere in here. Very wasteful town. Very wasteful town. You got it, boss. And he scoots off with a little little fart noise that is the classic Weisenheimer sound. And he goes off. So you're in this lair space by yourself. What do you do?
I think I just laugh into myself.
Great. The janitor, obviously, is probably ahead of everybody. Janitor, you've been flying over your fair city. It's beautiful. It's clean. It shines on the banks of Lake Mystery. But there at the center of Lake Mystery, you see something befouling that. Surrounded by a bank of fog is a horrid, ugly, dirty garbage barge.
Oh, my Lord.
I assume you bank in and bank down and fly to perch on the roof of the barge.
Yeah, and I've wiggled what looks like a flamethrower out of my pants, but it's filled with Windex.
Nice. Okay, great. Yeah, so you have that. What do you do?
Can I see Adam's character?
Adam, where are you, just in like the control room of the barge, or did you build into the barge the lair? Like, you describe for us what this lair looks like.
Oh, yeah, it's underneath the mountain of hats,
right? Because it's filled with discarded hats from chapeaux. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're on like the bridge of the garbage barge, janitor, and you can see in front of you just this huge mound of thrown away hats, all kinds of hats, none of them attractive at any level.
Okay, and what's Adam's superhero's name again?
Smart Aleck.
All right. Okay, Smart Aleck, that looks like you if I've ever seen one. Why don't you come on out here and clean up your act?
I don't think I will. I think I'll send out someone who's a little bit of a Weisenheimer.
Don't you dare.
And then at that point, there's just like an explosion of confetti and glitter from everywhere. You're momentarily blinded as a bunch of what looked like just loose packages all suddenly explode with glitter bombs just covering your face. And you just hear a,
hey, that's right. It's me, the Weisenheimer. I'm ready to prank you wild.
Oh, Weisenheimer, why don't you come up here and clean me sometime? And then
what?
I don't know, Alan.
You're doing Midwest. I love it.
I don't know what's happening anymore.
I love it. It's great.
It's good.
Me too.
And then I'm going to spray Weisenheimer with the Windex flamethrower procured for my pants. I want to paint a picture.
Yeah, go ahead and I'm going to have you go ahead and roll Act Under Pressure because I want to see if you can target Weisenheimer through this spray of glitter and confetti. So you go ahead and roll that. Crashly, what are you doing? Also, the janitor set you down next to her.
Yeah, I think I'm trying to go to Adam, the human computer.
Okay, so you're just sort of trying to walk
away
from this and walk through the big pile of hats.
Yeah.
Okay, great. I think you just are going to set out to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Susan's definitely giving you cover, whether she intends to or not. Mm-hmm. So, Susan, what did you get on your Act Under Pressure?
I got an 8.
An 8. Okay, that's a mixed success, so I'll give you a worse outcome, a hard choice, or a price to pay. I think you do hit Weisenheimer. What janitor skill allows you to target, like, to know where he's at amidst all of this glitter confusion?
I'm a school janitor. You know, I kind of seen it all.
Mm-hmm.
And these kids are always trying to get away with stuff and like throw me off, you know, like it wasn't me. I'm throwing this basketball at you. Quick, catch it. You know, all the sorts of classic high schooler stuff. So I'm like, I can smell a rat.
Great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you target, you pinpoint through, you follow the laugh and you spray and you just hear Weisenheimer going, and he just goes sailing back, feet overhead, rolling back as he's just sprayed with the Windex back. However, there is a price to pay for this, which is as he's going back, he pulls his hands out and he does kind of like almost like a Spider-Man sort of, you know, two fingers touching his palm. And he's like, protein spill! And he shoots his hand out and just like a whole gout of...
Yeah. Careful.
Something that appears to look like vomit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is sticky and adhesive, sprays out and it goes around your feet, Susan. So you are...
Ew.
Protein spilled in place.
My God, I'm trapped.
And he starts trying to pull himself on the webbing of this protein spill to pull himself back, but you're still pushing him back with that. Meanwhile, big strong lady, you are flying in. You see down below the janitor, who you've always known, another well-respected superhero, the janitor. They're in pitched battle with Weisenheimer. What do you do?
As I'm flying overhead, I'm circling in and I'm like shooting down, like flinging playing cards that are all just like affirmations of like, girl boss, you got it. Don't stop. Grind all day.
Great. Yeah, absolutely.
Never sleep.
Are these damaging at all? Like, are these things that Weisenheimer would be affected by?
Yeah, they're like... Like those popper, you know, those firework things that you just throw at the ground and they snap.
Yeah, yeah. So they're just surprising more so than damaging or anything.
Yeah, more, I guess, a little like a Beretta action, just like.
I love it. Go ahead and roll to protect someone because you're trying to distract Tony Barrett, I imagine. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Or Weisenheimer, I mean.
I got no tough. Damn. 11.
Nice. Yeah, you throw it down. Weisenheimer is like, gets thrown off by it enough that it loses control over the protein spill and it just starts spraying everywhere, every which way. So, Susan, you are no longer bound by it because the spray is not kind of holding you there. And Weisenheimer actually starts to just sort of spray. The deck is covered in protein spill.
Could I hit him with like a last one that's maybe like a sticker that goes over his mouth?
Absolutely. Because yeah, you with a 10 plus, you get to choose the little extra, which is you take less harm, all impending dangers focused on you, you inflict harm on the enemy, or you hold the enemy back. And I think this would be that. So yeah.
It's a Lisa Frank, like holographic, like tiger.
Absolutely.
A sticker just You're gross.
And he's just like,
gee, thanks, big strong lady.
Anytime, the janitor.
Great. And as you're going down, you see Crashly off in the distance of the barge, kind of climbing through. Crashly, you're at the mound of hats. What do you do?
Can I see Adam?
You'll need to climb into, you know, you'll have to dig into the...
And be careful. Some of them are booby-trapped with garbage juice.
Ew. That doesn't really bother current monster Crashly, though, true, to be totally honest. Yeah, I'm going to crawl in there.
Great.
And try to find Adam.
Crashly, roll to act under pressure.
Okay. Let's see. Ooh, wow. I got a 13.
Crashly, you do what you set out to. And specifically, this is like first of many moments that will follow where you do feel like, I think maybe even true gratitude to Maria Tarantula, because you pass a whole container of used Band-Aids.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And you're able to get past it without stopping.
That's awesome.
You pass like a hairbrush. Just wow. Thick with hair. And you're able to focus. Wow. And get past it.
I'm thinking about getting a temporary tattoo of a spider.
Yeah. You also pass just a whole trash bag's worth of used Kleenex and still nothing.
Wow. I'm shaking a little, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you managed to dig your way in and down and avoid the garbage juice bombed hats.
Great.
And get in.
Okay.
Adam, will you describe for us what the inner lair looks like?
Yeah, sure. It looks like kind of like a giant empty loft, you know, like one of those cool hip lofts. And yeah, this is like some old couches in there and an old pinball machine that like doesn't work. But there's like they put like a tin foil ball in to replace the old ball.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. So Crashly, that's what you see. Adam, does she see Smart Aleck there or is the room empty?
I think with that roll that she rolled, I think she catches me just sitting down. I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're looking the wrong way.
What?
Crashly comes in behind you.
Oh.
Adam. Hey.
Adam's not here.
But he's in there somewhere, and that's who I'm trying to talk to. Adam, it's me, Crashly. You've been helping me. You've been, like, teaching me how to be a good monster. And I know you're in there somewhere.
Oh, Crashly, is that you? It's me, Adam. And I slowly hold up my middle finger.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
And that's when, Crashly, you look over and you see on the floor the Salutarian just kind of quietly weeping to herself and holding herself. She's like curled up, you know, her knees to her chin.
Oh my God.
She just looks lost and sad.
Did you do that to her?
She did it to herself. She took a deep, dark look at what she has become with the help of the Scantron, and I hold it up.
Now, also, I just realized the one thing that we didn't do, Adam, is when you did it, you needed to shout out your insecurity and take an emotional condition.
Okay, so when I did do it, I shouted, I feel like I don't belong in any group ever.
And which emotion would you have taken?
I would have taken, you know, let's roll on it again.
Good call.
I would have rolled a 3, guilty. I mean, obviously, I feel so guilty about all the stuff I'm doing.
Great, yeah. Yeah, so you have guilty, but you are not affected by it currently.
Yeah.
Great. Sorry. Continue.
And obviously Crashly didn't hear any of that.
No,
that
no.
was before
no.
she got here. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm going to go over to the Salutarian or to Hannah. Cause like, I know who she is and be like, Hannah, what happened?
I screwed up. I didn't do, I'm not worth anything. I'm second place. That's all I'm ever going to be.
Second place is literally better than any other place except first place. Like, what are you talking about?
Second place is first loser. You would know that if you were even close to being second place.
That was really mean. That was mean, Hannah. And you're the one crying and I'm not. So...
Oh, throw that in my face.
Well, I came in third place in an M&M guessing contest when I was in first grade, and I won free packets of M&Ms. Did I get the entire jar of M&Ms? No, but I did get 3 free packs, and that's more than the other 6 kids got, isn't it? So if you're comparing yourself to others, which I think is healthy, you're still ahead of me. So like, buck up, kiddo. I don't know. What the heck?
And throughout this, CEJ, you've been obviously lurking in the shadows this whole time, having already infiltrated.
No, I bust through the wall in my car.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yes.
Looking through what shadows?
Oh, my God.
What wall?
Okay, so CEJ, you bust through the wall of the mound of hats, or do you bust through the wall of the garbage barge?
Oh, are we sinking?
I bust through wall of the mound of hats.
Okay, great.
Yeah. And I come to a screeching, like, Tokyo Drift stop that ends with the front of the car bonking into the Weisenheimer and sending him flying into the other room.
Wow.
Into the what?
Into the water, goddammit.
Great, yeah. It just, but no! He skips across the water a few times. So, Smart Alec, suddenly, I guess the lone wolf, the DFK, shows up in his lone wolf mobile. And Crashly, you see the same thing. You all are shocked and moved out of the way as CEJ comes in. CEJ, what do you say?
I say, Susan.
And Susan is up above, still on the roof. Well, I don't know. Susan, where are you at this point? You got knocked free with the help of Big Strong Lady.
Yeah, I'm cleaning up this protein spill.
So you're just mopping away.
Yes.
Great. You hear dimly from the big pile of hats, just a dim, Susan.
Susan, it's time to put a stop to all this.
No Susan here. I'm the janitor.
Ah, oh, crap.
And that's when Leonard McShafter bursts in through another wall and is like, all right, got it. Wait a minute. Looks like we got some heroes to fuck. What was I going to say?
Some heroes to fuck? No.
Tyler.
Leonard.
The classic Leonard McShafter.
They don't call me Big Strong for nothing.
No, he's like, looks like we got some heroes to headlock,
yes,
huh, Smart Alec?
And headlock them you shall.
Wait, Adam, you're doing the evil?
Yeah. I'm not just doing the evil. I'm making the evil, and I'm going to blast.
Wait, can you say that again? I didn't hear all of it.
Oh, I'm making the evil.
And I pull my cell phone out of the front pocket of my costume, and I go, did you get all that, Aunt Diane? And then I pass the phone over to Adam.
And I blast CEJ.
With the Scantron.
You had a phone the whole time?
Great.
Yeah, I got a new one.
Yeah, he got a new one. He got upselled.
No one tattles on me.
Great. Here, let's try this. I want to see what happens with this. Yeah. Adam, what emotion are you going to give CEJ?
I want to make him afraid because he tattled on me.
Okay, great. So CEJ, you are taking the emotional condition afraid. What insecurity, what is your deepest fear that you are embarrassed? You would be like mortified for anyone to hear.
What could it be?
You get forced to say that out loud.
My deepest fear that I'd be embarrassed for anyone to find out.
Like a crush or anything.
Yeah. And like any, I don't know, gals in the group.
I don't know. I don't have any.
Well, like what, or really then just in general, what is CEJ's, what is just an insecurity that would make, that CEJ would be afraid people would find out about? And dig deep, you know, dig real.
Let me think. That's a big question.
Mm-hmm. For a big Scantron.
I like that these characters are pretty confident.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Let's see. Something he'd be ashamed of. I pretend like I don't care what other people think about me, but I obsess about what other people think about me when I'm not around.
And here's the thing. Yes, you say that, you shout that out. And then in that moment, as you look around, CEJ, you can see everybody reacting to it, but you can't quite tell, do they like it? Do they dislike it? How they think about you, how they feel about you. That like obsession that you normally have in private, like it's taking you over. You just feel freaked out by everybody around. You can't tell who here likes you, who here doesn't like you, who here's faking liking you. Just like all of the small micro moments of social interaction that trip you up are amplified to a 10.
you all suck and nothing's my fault. And I dive into my car and drive away.
CEJ.
Honestly, that was easier than I thought.
Adam, what emotion do you take and what do you shout out?
I should have thought of this. I shout out...
being mindful that you have CEJ's phone in your hand with your mom on the line.
Yeah.
And so you just hear faintly like, Adam, Adam, is this... What's going on, Adam?
I shout out that I am afraid that I am my mother's least favorite.
Oh. Aww.
And I'm an only child.
Right. Yeah. So you have that fear condition, but you're not affected by it.
I didn't say that.
And do you just hang up?
This is not Adam. This is someone different. And I hang up.
You shouldn't have done that, partner. And I've got what's it? Cody Arant. Oh my God, Genesis Junior.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm holding Genesis Junior and like a Sprite, and I'm about to like pour it over its head, like short circuit this thing.
Oh wow!
What a superhero you are. Hostages, nice.
Yes. So on one side of the barge, we have big strong lady holding a struggling Genesis Junior in her big strong arms with the Sprite overhead. Up above, the janitor dutifully cleaning away at the mess around her. What would your superhero name be, Alan? DFK, or is it the Lone Wolf?
I think I've completely transitioned over to the Lone Wolf persona now.
The Lone Wolf fearfully running or driving across the waves.
I'm not scared. This is tactical.
And on the other side, Smart Aleck and Roughhauser squaring up for one final battle. And it's at that moment that from above the pile of hats shift and part as just this maelstrom of wind spins down and the cyclone stops. He looks dizzy and it looks like he might throw up from nausea, but you just hear, is it okay to add one more to this party? The administrator's here to give a hand. And that's where we'll end our episode for today. Yeah.
Oh, thank God. We need an actual superhero to fix this.
Yeah.
I feel bad.
Oh, it's amazing.
Dude,
it's amazing.
You're going to get grounded for literally forever.
I really am. I think like forever. When this is over, I'm going to just be like, you're like Hugh, like talking to you on the phone because I can't leave the house.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for listening, Monster Hunters. If you enjoyed this, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or give us a shout out on social media at Mystery County. You can also join our Discord, where you can talk to us and other fans about episodes, lore, and anything else that comes to mind. Find the link in the episode description. Now, Susan Wexler has a special yearbook message for our patron, Roberta W.
Hi, Rebro. It's Susan. Oh my goodness, you've been taking so long writing a message in my yearbook. I can't wait to see what you're writing. It's going to be a whole novel. I just wanted to let you know how much I appreciate you and that I kind of think of you as my rock. And that's not because your locker is filled with rocks. I love your hobby and keep it up, girlfriend. Have a great summer. Love, Susan.
Until next time, watch out for this one-shot podcast.
Hey there, Monster Hunters. Alan Linick to pitch you on another amazing one-shot network podcast. This one is called Neo Scum is a narrative comedy podcast featuring five Chicago improvisers antagonizing their way through the role-playing classic Shadowrun. Except for the Shadowrun, kind of sounds familiar, doesn't it? It follows a group of misfits and outsiders. Z, the acerbic cyber troublemaker. Pox, the candy junkie klepto from across the pond. Tech Wizard, the public access actor with a petulant thirst for adventure. And Dak Rambo, the nastiest trucker this side of the Robo Mason Dixon. Join the irascible Neo Scum crew on a puerile rockin' road trip through a weirdo world of tomorrow, doling out street justice to every deeb they encounter, whether they deserve it or not.
You can find all that and more at oneshotpodcast.com.
my God. That was 5% that didn't happen. I am so sorry. Okay.
Oh, my God. That terrified me.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Are we good?
Yeah. I liked it.
I was waiting for... I don't know why I thought there was one more thing happening and then I was going to talk. Okay.
In the universe of Starwall Odyssey, space is made out of the collective imaginations of all the thinking beings who live on various planets. These worlds are connected to each other through imagination. Common themes and ideas are strings between universes. And to get between them, people fly wooden ships that look like animals, which are powered by emotions. Also, people communicate with each other by contemplating orbs. The only way you can take pictures is getting stared at by a big psychic bug. And people have already declared victory in a war over the very concept of evil. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Starwall Odyssey follows the adventures of the hapless inhabitants of the Lucky Finn tenement building, who suddenly find that their apartment is actually a spaceship, and that they're lost in a sea of boundless imagination. It's an actual play starring me, James D'Amato, Mel D'Amato, Ali Grauer, and Drew Merzieski, as we playtest the No Kings system, which will hopefully one day be the Skyjacks role-playing system. It toes the line between weird and wonderful slice of life and high-flying space fantasy. You can sample the first 5 episodes by searching for Starwall Odyssey on your favorite podcast app, or get the whole thing by heading to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and signing up for $5 a month or more.